Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Knowing which bulbs to plant in September is essential if you want a spring garden that's brimming with blooms, but figuring out when exactly to do it and how to do it successfully can be daunting. Mary Staunton is here to tell us everything that we need to know, and we've so many questions for you as well. We will get through a good few of them now. We're going to do our best. Okay. But on the bulbs, now is the time to do it, right? If you want things looking nice in the spring.
Yeah, so now is the time to buy the bulbs that are going to come into flower in the spring. These are the ones that, if you look at these dahlias I have here, these dahlias would have been put in the ground maybe May, and they're the ones you're reaping the rewards now. You have gladioli, which are reaping absolutely stunning.
So the dahlias are red and orange,
any colour,
gold,
any colour you want.
The ones you brought in.
Gladioli, some people don't like gladioli, but I think they're gorgeous. Very statuesque, you know. And they can come in loads of different colours. So you're putting them in kind of May time for flowering round about now. Any colour you want, absolutely gorgeous.
So now what we're trying to do is make sure we
for
have
spring.
Some lovely blooms in spring.
Yeah.
So what are we planting?
So I mean, I'm a big fan of daffodils, so narcissus, but some people don't like yellow. You know, some people actually don't like yellow. So white, if you're looking for a really beautiful white daffodil, thalia or swan wings, absolutely gorgeous. And scented, you know, daffodils are scented. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a peony rose type tulip, then go for Tulipa Tucano, absolutely gorgeous. And one called Angelique, which is a beautiful pink double flower. They just look like peony roses. It's so much easier to get a whole load of bulbs into a pot and you have a wonderful display for taking flowers inside. You have a plant, maybe a peony rose plant in the garden, and it can deliver three or four blooms on a good year.
So where are we planting these bulbs now? Are we putting them in pots or can you put them in beds?
You can put them in beds. But what I tend to do is put them into pots and then put them in situ into the beds and borders when I see gaps in the springtime coming into, you know, a bit later in the spring.
So you move them?
I do move them. I tell you why, because I have so many bulbs already in. So say I kind of want to do a different kind of colour. I put them maybe 10 or 12 into a pot and then I can just pop them in where there are gaps. So you can do a thing called bulb lasagna, and that's you put in kind of tulips, then daffodils, then maybe snowdrops, maybe crocus. So the little ones are at the top, they flower first, and then comes the daffodils and then come the tulips. So you have a display from maybe February until May.
So when the snowdrops come out and then they decide they're done their job, and what do you do with them then?
Snowdrops will just die back. They'll just be kind of a little green foil for the rest of the plants coming up.
So you don't do anything?
Don't do anything.
Oh,
let them all die off. And that's the great thing about growing stuff in pots, because you can move them off stage, if you like, and nobody sees them dying off. And then the rest of your stuff is kind of coming along, and the borders, all the herbaceous stuff is coming along. People get really upset about things dying off. So daffodils, they tend to cut the leaves off them.
Yes.
But that's the food for the bulb for next year. If you cut them off, you'll get the bulbs will go basically blind. There's no food there for them to perform next year.
Just leave them.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And that's why they're mixed in with herbaceous, in herbaceous border, so you don't see them dying back. Uh-huh. The rest of the stuff is coming.
And we need to be careful how we're planting. So we just read the instructions.
Read the instructions.
I know
amazing.
It's basic, but...
Yeah, it is basic. You see, now is the time to be getting daffodils, all the corms, like the crocus and things like that in. And then you can leave it a little bit later to put the tulips in. If you have wet, soggy ground, I would suggest putting maybe a bit of grit into the bottom of the planting hole when you're planting tulips, because you don't want them to rot. Spade depth for tulips and daffodils. I always, you know, decent spade depth. So if you're doing it in November, December, when it's really cold, you're not, with the best will in the world, going to go down the spade depth. You're getting out there as quickly as you can and you're lashing them in. So you'll probably only go down maybe a few inches. You might get the first year flowering, but you won't get the second year. So the depth is really important. Get down deep and get them
and
into the ground.
And doing it now so that you
doing
can
it,
get
yeah,
down deep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And everybody's doing this at the same time. So if you're going out to buy bulbs...
That's the other thing. They're going to get the colours that you want, you see. You're after your lovely purples and your pinks or whatever it is. And they're the ones that will go first. People associate spring with delicate colours. They don't, you know, they tend to go for the whites, the creams, the pinks, the purples.
Mm-hmm.
The stronger colours come in then afterwards.
Later than in the year.
So it depends on what you're after. But I would suggest that you pick them up soon. Now, there will be discounts on them because they want to get rid of them before kind of the Christmas stuff starts coming in. So there will be discounts on them. So if you're clever and you wait a little while. And online you'll see them, you know, that they do kind of discounts for buying in multiple.
But if you're one of those people who doesn't like yellow, for example.
Well, you better get in there quick.
Out you get and get them. Right, now let's get to some questions. Is it too early to put the bulbs in tubs now? I think they activated too early last year and then they were destroyed in the bad weather.
So, yeah, I would hang on a wee while. Just buy them, have them, put them in a dark place so they don't start sprouting, obviously, and not in a warm place, you know, in the coolest part of your garage or whatever. Buy them. And then you can start them off kind of November time into the pots. And then keep them in a place that doesn't get too much water. So under the eaves of the house, you know, when just that they're not going to get soaked.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
They get too soaked. And then actively start kind of having a look at them in kind of January, February. And then if they need a little bit water, give them water at that stage.
OK.
So don't go overboard now, you know.
This listener is in Leitrim and has a hydrangea in a pot and wants to plant it in the ground. Can I do it now or when is a good time to transplant it? Should I wait until the spring?
No, anything in a pot can be planted at any time of the year. So if you have a plant, somebody gave you a plant as a present in a pot, plant it out anytime. This is a particularly good time to plant because we're getting loads of rain and hydrangeas like a lot of water. So you won't have to keep an eye on it water-wise. So yeah, get it out of that pot and into the ground.
OK,
yeah.
Mary, do it now. Do it now.
Absolutely.
We're not worried about frost or anything?
Not at all, but hydrangeas, no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
OK. Just wondering when is the right time to prune plants and shrubs in my garden. Some are now looking withered with dead stalks and leaves. Also, to what extent should they be cut back?
Okay, the rule, there isn't a rule, but the general kind of idea is if it flowers before June, cut back straight away after flowering. So if it flowers before June, cut back straight away after flowering.
Mm-hmm.
If it flowers after June, coming into, you know, midsummer and autumn, just wait until the very end of kind of the year. So kind of end of October, November to cut back then.
Okay. Apples, should we be picking all the apples now?
Well, they'll kind of tell you when they're ready. My
Fall
dog
off.
Is sitting on the hedge at the moment, taking them off the trees. So
does he eat them?
No, he plays with them. So he likes them to be thrown from, but he takes all the really big ones. They will fall, windfall, there was a huge amount of windfall last night in apples. So generally apples, they twist off really easily, they're ready.
Yes.
You know, so they twist off really easily.
What is it about dogs? They think they like apples.
They
then when
like
they get
apples.
Them, they don't like
them.
They're
choking on the skin and all.
Yeah, but it doesn't stop them trying.
No.
Any tips on getting rid of bindweed that has taken over my blackcurrant bushes?
No. Bindweed is the curse of every garden, especially if you're growing fruit and veg and that sort of thing. So it comes in on, it can seed in. Generally, it can come in on compost maybe or a plant that you got from somebody else. It is one of those plants that you have to dig out, and they have the kind of little white root systems. You can throw chemical at it. It probably will come back again. You'd have to be on it all the time with, you know, a systemic herbicide. But generally, you dig it out and you just keep on it. So if you see it, dig it out. If you see it, dig it out. I got it into a big, huge herbaceous border that I had. Blamed completely on me that I took a plant from somebody, didn't watch it. So if you're getting a plant from somebody, put it in a pot or keep it in a pot for a year and see if there's any nasties like bindweed and stuff like that. If there isn't, then you can plant it out. Sometimes it's an introduction from a friend who gave you a plant that ends up being the problem in your borders.
And it really is a big problem.
It's huge, huge. Yeah.
Okay, and that person wants to know as well, when would you recommend moving blackcurrant bushes?
In the autumn. So you're kind of there. Blackcurrant are great because they tend to like or don't mind really cold areas. So they're a great old crop. So in the dormant season generally is the best time to move these things. If they've been in the ground a good while, you know, take a good bit of the root system with them. You know, take a really good and get every piece of that bindweed out of that root system. You'll see it's completely different to the root system of the currant. So it's kind of like very white looking.
Right.
Just pull it away.
Get it.
Or
get
wash
rid of it.
Off. Yeah.
Sue would like, back to the apples, a small eating apple tree in the garden, and she's always heard that September is a good time to plant. Is that right? And could you recommend a good and reliable variety?
Well, Cox's Pippin are gorgeous, you know, so it depends on what you like. I like those, they smell like apples, you know, an apple that actually from years ago when you were taking apples from somewhere you shouldn't have been, you know, they're always gorgeous. Cox's Pippin are a beautiful apple. So November time is really kind of the time, end of October, November, you'll see all those trees coming into the garden centres. So that's the time to plant them.
Yeah, okay. Are they hard to manage, get right?
Not really. No,
no. Work.
I mean, at the end of the day, you're planting something that's going to give you fruit. So it obviously needs a decent planting hole filled with really good compost, manure and that sort of thing. Keep an eye on the watering for the first year and stake it. You know, it's going to be a heavy canopy.
Yeah.
So it needs to be staked. Always remember that with fruiting trees.
All right. Well, good luck with that, Sue. Yeah. This listener says, my roses are only flowering now.
Mm,
no
late.
Flowers at all
late.
Summer.
Yeah. Late. It's a funny year in terms of dahlias as well. Like these dahlias, they're single flower dahlias that I brought in today. They really only come into their own in the last kind of month. You know, when you think about it, we're at the very back end of the summer. So a lot of roses will keep going right into November. So, you know, that's just one of those things.
Mm. And it's, enjoy it.
Absolutely enjoy it. Yeah.
No flowers on the hydrangeas from the same listener. The leaves and the plant that look great, like healthy and green, but no flowers.
Okay, you've treated it too well. You see, sometimes, and maybe you've cut it back at the wrong time. With hydrangea, the big mop head ones that we would associate with seeing all over the country, if you cut them back too hard, they'll just grow leaves the next year. Next year, her hydrangea will be beautiful.
Okay.
Absolutely gorgeous. If it's an Annabelle hydrangea, it always just flowers on the new growth it made from the time you cut it. So if I cut hydrangea Annabelle back to maybe a third down to the ground, they will produce growth and then they'll flower in that growth in the same year. But if you cut mop head and lace cap hydrangeas at the wrong time, they'll just sulk away. They'll just grow loads of leaves, look beautiful, grow loads of leaves, and then they won't do anything else. But next year, they'll be fine.
Okay, so maybe some beautiful hydrangeas next year and late roses. So enjoy the roses.
Yeah.
Can you help on how to propagate raspberry and blueberry bushes?
So raspberry are raspberry canes. So you just take cuttings of the canes that are there. So and they also do kind of run underground, so you can tear one away from the mother plant. So raspberry canes will have a number of canes that are very robust canes. Then you see a few little weak ones coming from the side. Just take them. They're the new ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then replant them elsewhere. Okay. Blueberry bush is you would do a cutting. So you can do a hardwood cutting coming into probably now you get a few cuttings off it.
How much do you take?
About pencil length, pencil thickness would be about right. Just pencil length, pencil thickness into a nice mix of compost and a bit of grit, and that will do your grand.
Then they'll fingers
just,
crossed.
And just forget about them. Don't overwater them. Don't, you know, go mad. Blueberries need a really good acid soil. They don't do well in limey soil.
What to feed bay trees and Portuguese laurel trees to encourage growth and keep them healthy?
Okay, so bay are much more robust than Portuguese laurel. I mean, I would always say something like a seaweed feed is really good for both of those. And you just put it on this time of the year or in the spring, or you can do both now and in the spring. Mm-hmm. So if you buy a bag of seaweed, the only thing about a seaweed feed, it tends to smell. So, you know, if you're going to keep some of the bag for next spring, just really wrap it up properly.
Right,
you know,
so it's stinky.
Yeah.
Can you go down to the beach and get seaweed? Does that
work? No, you can't. You'd have to get permission.
Right. She's looking at me like,
off the beach. Down to Greystones. Yeah.
You did very well on our quiz questions there from our listeners,
like
Mari. You got through an awful lot. Thanks so much for
you're
coming
very
in.
Welcome.
Great to
you're
see you.
Welcome.
We'll see you again soon. Mari Staunton, we'll take a break.
51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.